Yo.
First things first, can you hear me good?
I can hear you excellent. And I almost, I was about to get mad because I thought I messed up. So I was like, yo, wait a second. Because I clicked on the old link, I guess. It was like, this recording is already ended. It's like, wait a second.
Oh, the link from Tuesday.
Yeah. Because I email them all to myself so I can do it on my computer.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. But yeah, I'm here now.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Diggy Jones. That's X-Jack, and we are collectively the Troublemakers. Well, part of the Troublemakers, you get it.
Howdy, everybody.
Oh, my bad. I cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, y'all already know who I am, man. Radical Jack. You know, Radical Jack's Views, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, all that good stuff, Spotify. You know, on hiatus / retirement / whatever. You know, like podding, I will, I guess.
I bring him out of retirement.
Yeah. You know.
So,
but I ain't going to lie.
Of what? Jada, you ain't going to lie what?
Jada Pinkett made me want to come out of retirement.
So, honestly speaking, so I'm going to get to the first category because you don't know what we're talking about tonight, right?
No, sir.
So I'm going to get to the first category. It is Jada related, and it's called the era of the toxic female. Now, three things happened this week, okay?
Okay.
Video number one, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Right.
We're not going to discuss that too much because we discussed that on Tuesday.
Right.
Video number two comes from Atlanta. A man invites a woman out for drinks, right?
Okay.
So he invites her out for drinks. So at the place that they're going to, there are $15 dozen oysters, right? $15 for a dozen oysters. She orders four dozen oysters, an appetizer, and a meal. So when the guy...
Four dozen, like 48?
48. 48 oysters. But you haven't seen this video?
Nah.
All right, so let me give you the brief synopsis of the video. She orders 48 oysters, right?
Okay.
An appetizer and a meal. So when the bill comes, the guy says, hey, look, I got to go to the bathroom. Jet sets, leaves her with the bill, and he cash apps her the money for his drink.
All right, I rock with it.
But she said that he's a bum. You should have never invited me out if you could not pay for me.
First of all, ain't no woman eating 48 oysters, two appetizers. What'd you say? It was 48 oysters, two appetizers.
48 oysters, an appetizer, and a meal.
And a meal. Okay. So the 48 oysters should have been appetizer / meal as is.
Correct.
And then 48. I don't know how many people have eaten oysters. I recently just went to a seafood spot last night, actually. 48 oysters is a lot.
It really is. So,
you know.
But so the whole time. All right, let me give you another synopsis of the video. The whole time she's filming, every time they bring out a plate and she's filming herself eating the oysters, and you know, to shuck an oyster, you hear that,
right.
The whole pause, if that's a pause sound.
We'll let it slide, but it could definitely be a little wild.
But you hear the slurping throughout the whole video, and the whole time she's just like talking and so on and so on. So when she's left with the bill and everything, she was just like, and then he had the nerve to sit there and give her money for his drink. And say it one more time.
I found it. I'm watching it right now.
Oh, you're watching it right now? Okay, so I'm going to let you watch the video and then, you know, catch it to the end. And you tell me what you think. But until then, I'm going to have you watch the video. I'm going to tell you my side of the thing, okay? If I'm inviting a woman out for drinks, it is just that drink conversation. If I said, let's go to dinner, that's dinner. I am very clear on my motives and my words. I said, let's go for drinks. I'm only expecting drinks and a conversation. That's it. So when you start ordering oysters, I'm thinking, okay, cool, we're going Dutch. I'll pay for the drinks. You pay for your own shit. That's just right. me. Because there's a big difference between, can I take you out and let's go out for drinks? So when I say let's go out for drinks, it's just that.
Drinks. So they went to Fontaine's Oyster Bar in Atlanta. I'm going to just go off the cuff here and say that she's black. She'd be wrong.
She is.
All right, Oyster Tuesdays. Said I came here to get the content.
So how much are the oysters? You see, $15. $15 for a dozen.
Right.
As you clarified earlier, that's 48 oysters. Do you see her sharing any of those oysters with her date?
Nah, not even a little bit. You know what?
Like,
slurping them down too.
Like she puts the lemon juice on them, the hot sauce, and she's going to town, right?
Okay, she just said when the fourth one came out, he was looking at me crazy. I didn't give a fuck. Like
exactly. Because he probably got that mind frame of, yo, who's paying for this right now?
Yeah, he got a mind frame of what the hell is wrong with you. Like, you ain't got no etiquette.
No home training.
That's a black term. Yeah, home training for sure. Yeah. But, you know.
You're eating like you have no home training.
I don't know what that means.
All right, so my parents used to say, potatoes. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I was just saying shit.
My parents used to say, act like you've been somewhere before. And I never understood what that meant until I watched this video. And I am 41 years old, y'all. So what's your synopsis on this video? Because we're going to go to another video after that.
I'm glad I keep me some money because that was crazy to me.
Like, she made him seem like he was a broke boy. I will say this, though. Those potatoes that she had in that video look good as hell.
Look fire. I was just thinking that, bro. When she buttered them and put the seasoning, they look crazy. What?
Those potatoes that she had in that video look good as hell.
Okay, so synopsis is this. I am so tired of this. Okay, we're here. We're here. We're podding, I guess. So the reason I've been quiet, the reason I ain't really been talking about nothing is just because, honestly, man, I am so disgusted and fed up with this planet and all these people and everything and just the access that we have to everything. It's irritating me. It drains my soul. So I'm actually happy that you brought me on here. I don't even know what that is. So that's cool to me. I'm on Facebook every day, and I've never seen this. So
really?
I never even heard of it. I seen somebody say, I seen a post that said 48 oysters. And I thought that he was just saying, like, he ate 48 oysters. Like, so I was like, oh, that's wild. Like, right. But I had no idea what this was. So watching this, I'm just like, okay, like, she's goofy. But I seen another video of this girl who refused to get out the car for cheesecake.
That is the next video we are going to talk about. Okay. You are jumping ahead. I am so glad I'm so glad we're on the same page with this shit. So okay. I'm gonna let you discuss the video, then I'm gonna discuss the video.
Okay, so I'm just tired of this silly Billy privilege, man. I'm tired of these women thinking that they, like, the world rises and sets on them and that they deserve something special for being a woman. This girl in that video, she said, what does somebody that looks like this look like going to Cheesecake Factory? First of all, you're a hard, hard six, and I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. You're a hard six.
First thing first, you know what I said about that? When she says, you got somebody that looks like me going to the Cheesecake Factory, I said, shit, you should go down the street and go to the Dallas Cowboys training facility because they can use your ass right now.
Big fact, because she was not attractive. Let's just be honest. Like I said, she's a strong six. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, that's, I mean, given with makeup.
I'll give her a 7.
Nah, I'm going to give her a 6 because I'm tired of it. See, that's another thing. We as men, we're polite. We're taught to be nicer But sparing feelings, we ain't sparing feelings no more. The same way these girls want to sit up here and dog dudes and pretend that, you know, everything that a man does should be heavily critiqued, and everything that a man does is either good or bad. There's no in between. There's no try. It's just either you get it or you don't. Bet. You're a strong six, and that's me being polite.
Okay, let me ask.
Strong is not saying it in a good way. You're just a strong featured.
I got you.
We're going to leave it there.
I got you. So let me ask you a question. Did you watch the whole video, the whole 10-minute video?
I did not, because I did not dedicate my – I'm not dedicating my time to
this. Okay, so let me give you a background of that video. So that way, despair you from watching it. So you know how he says, you know, can I come in the car and we can discuss this? So she was just like, you know, you wanted to come in my house and we don't know each other like that, blase this, blase that. And now you want to take me to a chain restaurant, this, that, and the third.
Yeah, so, I didn't like her saying chain restaurant like that.
So
that,
you know. What actually happened is they had reservations for a very, very nice restaurant for, like, let's just say it was 6:30, right?
Mm-hmm.
She kept the man waiting outside for an hour. So he texted her, hey, is everything good? Do I need to come up? She goes, no, I don't know you like that, so on and so on. She kept him outside for an hour, missing their reservations at a place called Aria, which is, I guess, a nice steakhouse.
Okay. I'm going to look it up real quick. Go ahead.
So she was just like, you know, you asked if you can come up, you asked this, so on and so on. I don't know you like that, so on. So he pulls out like this manifest. Well, this is what the original plans were. So she sees the plans and she's just like, oh, Aria, see, why couldn't you take me there? So he had to explain, you kept me waiting for over an hour. You wouldn't answer text messages. You wouldn't answer the call. I'm telling you, I'm outside. You're like, just wait, so on and so on. So he's waited for over an hour, which is red flag number one.
Big facts.
So he was just like, so I had to do something quick, fast, in a hurry. We missed our reservations. They're not going to reschedule. So I took you to somewhere where I think is nice, which was the Cheesecake Factory. Now, mind you, let me just add a sidebar here before I, you know, unpause myself. The Cheesecake Factory is a nice place to me.
The Cheesecake Factory is a nice place to anybody with sense, bro. Like, these people are out of their minds.
Like,
everybody, you know what the problem is?
What's that?
The problem is people are so busy faking the funk that they got money that they don't even know what you're supposed to do when you actually have
money. Right.
So these people think that, Applebee's, Chili's, give me another bare minimum joint, Red Lobster, Olive Garden. You know, they think that those places are McDonald's because they're already broke. So they're looking at these places like, oh, the rich people don't go anywhere like this. So they look at the Red Lobsters and all that stuff, you know, Olive Garden and all that. They look at that at McDonald's. And then you go a little upper than that, right? So you got your Longhorn Steakhouse.
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse. And you know what? I'll put Texas Roadhouse in the Red Lobster category because Texas Roadhouse isn't expensive. So
that's true. Okay. So,
so I'll say Longhorn, Maggiano's.
Maggiano's is dope, though.
Cheesecake Factory. Like, those are the second tier restaurants, right?
Yeah, you get those CPK in there also.
Right. So then you go to what you talking? You talking about Cali Pizza Kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'm well versed. I'm a foodie. But
that's my G right there, y'all.
And then you go up, and then you go up, and now you got your Chamagachas and your Texas Day Brazils, and you know
your Ruth's Chris.
Yeah. Look at that. We linked on it. So the thing is, everybody thinks that I'm Ruth's Chris. Everybody just thinks I'm Ruth's Chris.
Right.
Nah, homie. You're Burger King. You're Burger King, and you got to realize that. You got to realize you are Burger King. Stop thinking that you're above everything else. We have all eaten at Burger King. Everybody goes to lunch. Nobody's on lunch like, damn, dog. Sure would like to give me some top-tier cuisine. No, on lunch, you go and you get you some shit that's by your job.
Correct.
And more than likely, it's going to be a fast food place that you eat at all the time regularly, because most of us do not stick to these strenuous-ass diets that we lie about on Instagram and Facebook and all this other stuff. We all eat bullshit.
That's true.
So for a man to ask a woman to go out to a place like Cheesecake Factory where the average plate is $20, she's a goofball.
So, and I'm going to tell you like this. You got to go up in the dating system tier also, like you said, right? So, like, if I take you to Ruth Chris on a first date, you're going to be expecting more. So, like, you're just like, yo, we went to Ruth Chris on the first date. Where are we going next? Now you're expecting me to take you to Brazil to get some Brazilian steakhouse.
You know what I mean? But you're absolutely right. And it's a tier system. If my first date with you is the movies and slight dinner, that's the movies and Chili's. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. Hey, how'd you like the movie? We're eating some bullshit ass Chili's because we just want to have a, you know, we're just trying to talk. Nobody wants to break the bank because we don't even know if we're going to date again. Exactly. It's a first date.
We're filling each other out. And that's
what. And to be fair, in 2023, taking you to the movies is expensive. Like, I'm spending $30 just on tickets. Just on tickets alone is $30.
You're spending $5 when you crank up your tank. No, am I lying?
Dead ass though. Like, bro, what are you talking about here? And these people are sitting over here. This is how you know that people don't date in real life anymore. All these people do is they go for views. She said, what did she say on that video I just watched? That girl said, I'm just out here because I just wanted to eat or whatever she said. She said some bullshit like she wasn't even really interested in the guy.
Correct.
So we're doing everything just for content. Everything is for a view. Everybody thinks that they're a celebrity now. Because we've destroyed what fame and celebrity is supposed to be, and we've reworked it to basically, if you're a reality star, you're just as famous as an A-lister. And it's blurring the line because now is if you're using the same platforms as the A-listers are and you're getting views, then that means that you must be a celebrity too.
Correct.
But we fucked up when we made New York anything more than a girl that got done by Favor of Love on TV.
That's true.
That's where we fucked up. Right then and there. And if anybody ever makes a documentary and talks about this, I want you to know Radical Jack said it first.
That's true.
Nobody's ever said this. We fucked up when New York became a celebrity.
I co-signed that.
That's where it happened.
But yo, let me put the unpause button on this video, you know, on the rest of the video though.
Okay.
So he was just like, you know, when you consider the hour that I lost and you consider the fact that you're acting as you are, it would be more beneficial to my time to take you home right now. And she's just like, no, let's go eat. He goes, no, you already ruined that. I'm taking you home. You can do your live for all your friends and whatever, whatnot, and they can see me taking you home and I'm going to have a good rest of the night. So the whole time she's just like, No, let's just go and have a good time. He's like, you already ruined that. So it was great seeing a guy stand up for himself at the end of the video. But here's the thing, though. We live in an era where, I hate to say this, ladies, please don't judge me, y'all have a sense of entitlement that y'all see on television.
I agree.
Y'all have a sense of entitlement where you want to be independent women, but you want to live like your grandma and have your grandpa pay all the bills. You know what I mean? Right now, we live in
the world. That's what it is.
We live in a society where you need $65,000 just to be sufficed by yourself and a dwelling. Correct? How many people make $65,000 a year plus?
Well, the average person makes 40. So
that's what I'm about to say. 30% of America makes 65 plus a year, right? So if a guy is spending his hard-earned paycheck to take you out, I'm not telling you to appreciate the guy, but goddamn, give him some credit.
Thanks. Like, well, I'll tell you right here.
Oh, go ahead.
The average annual salary across the U.S. is now $59,428 a year, which is about 28 bucks an hour.
That's the average salary.
So, and I mean, that's just average, you know what I'm saying? Which means most people are not average. If anybody doesn't understand that, most people are below average.
I will say thank God for military disability.
Hey.
Listen.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. Signing the dotted line goes a long way. Listen. But also, you know, being able to manage your money goes a long way.
Oh, too. Absolutely. So you got a guy spending his hard-earned paycheck to take you out. I don't give a fuck if it's Cheesecake Factory or if it's fucking cheesecake from Walmart freezer. He's taking you out. The least women can do is, I wouldn't even say, all right, no, when I say the least women can do, that makes me seem preachy. No, I'm gonna say,
no, the, it's honest.
The least women,
because it's a male point of view.
The least women can do is say thank you, enjoy the meal. Even if you did not feel the guy, let him know at the end of the day, a date. Hey, look, I had a great time. I don't think this is working for us. You seem like a great person, so on and so on. But Jesus, don't refuse to get out the car because of where he chose to take you. And you got to understand, even Ruth Chris is a chain.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's, and that was my point earlier when she said chain restaurant. I'm like, she's a goofball because you don't even know what you're talking about. Now you're just using words that you think are cool. You know, like she's just using a word that she heard somebody else say. Oh, I don't go to chain restaurants, bitch. Like, nah, they're, if it's got multiple facilities, it's a chain. just in case you didn't know.
Right. Because we have a nice fine dining establishment here called Hall's Chop House. Top tier steakhouse, right?
Okay. Like,
great. Beautiful. And even that's a chain. Anything with over 10 is a chain. You know what I mean? That's where I look at it.
There it is.
All right. So
facilities. It ain't just one special place.
any closing subject on, I mean, any closing statement on this subject before we go to the next?
Just in case anybody's out there single and dating, median household income for the Asian community as of 2021 is $101. For whites, $77,000. For Hispanics, $57,000. And for blacks, $48,000.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn, because you know what's funny?
What?
With just my job, $48,000 is what I make.
Hey, man. Hey, you cut it. You know, you made it right there.
I just made it.
You know?
Just got my black card.
Oh, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Men make around 60, women make around 50. So if you just put everything together. But I mean, my thing is this, man. And I mean, yeah, I get it. We're just two dudes just talking. But honestly, man, like, I sincerely just hope that people start putting their phones down and start looking at the world for real again.
Well, and here's the thing about it. When you put your phone up like these two did, you look foolish.
Yeah.
Like, heavily foolish.
But you know what the problem is? We're talking about them right now. And that is why they're going to continue to make film.
Yes.
Because any publicity nowadays, and you know, back in the day, they used to say all publicity is good publicity. Right. Now it's really, that's a thing. As long as my name is ringing, I don't care if it's negative or positive. These people just love it.
Correct.
And that's the problem.
That's
correct. We need to bring back shame. The world is losing shame. And we need to bring that back. That's my last statement on that.
All right. So, next subject. Drake versus people with opinions. Because at first, we thought it was just Joe Budden that he was, you know, lashing at, right?
Right.
A reporter from the Chicago Tribune said that she feels like she's grown past Drake's music and Drake lashed out on her.
What did he say?
He said, if that's the way you feel, I have no room on my bandwagon for you, blah, blah, blah. You know, just
sassy.
Drake has become very sassy.
Drake has become, so you know how nerds glow up?
Yes.
And they, and in their brain, they think that they're going to be Steve Urkel and get Laura.
Yeah.
So, you know, most of the time what happens is the nerd glows up, gets super swole. He's the new guy. Yeah, I could have been this in high school. You missed out. But now your ego is boosted and it's lifted. So now you don't even know what humble pie is because now you've achieved it. So now you're top tier. You're one of those guys. And you act the way that those people acted that you thought were cool. So the mature version of you is still childish because you're acting like the cool kids in school instead of acting like a cool adult. And that's Drake. He no longer has a yes man. He is top tier. And now he can get away with doing whatever he wants. And there's nobody to check him.
Yeah.
Because where he's at right now, if you check me, then you're not my friend and you can be dismissed because he's gone. Like his album, he is so far gone. He is out of there. He's not Nor, he's not Aubrey anymore. He's Drake. That's what people aren't getting. There's Aubrey is gone.
Yeah.
You think he's a little Aubrey? You think he's a little Drake? Like, no, he's Drake. He's no longer Aubrey. And if you go against Drake, then you are my enemy. And that's where his head is at.
I agree. See, I think here's the thing about it. I heard this saying and I love it. It says, if you live for their critique, you will die from their criticism.
And that's him, 100%.
And the reason why I thought that was so profound is because if you said something great about Drake's album, he's your best friend. Like, what did he say? You know, like when Charlamagne said, you know, I give you your props for this, so on and so on. I give credit where credit's due. You've been doing this. What's the first thing Drake did?
Bottom,
Send him bottles.
bottom. Yep.
Right? Send him bottles, got him a bracelet. But the moment that Charlamagne's just like, nah, man, this ain't it. This album, so on, ain't it? He got baby on Charlamagne. And baby Charlamagne had problems that he get off with. He got, you know, his dad on such and such with Joe Budden.
Oh, yep.
But here's the thing though, Drake could never handle his own battles, and that's one thing that I've always been noticing. Because remember, the beef between Drake and Pusha T started with Drake and Pusha T, and who came to his defense?
Jay, what's his name?
Wayne.
Some
Wayne came to Drake's defense.
technically Wayne and Pusha T were already beefing.
Who were they? Oh, that's
Yeah.
right, over the babe thing.
Yeah, so they were already beefing. And then Wayne and you know, and then that's when Drake said, I told them I'm gonna dun them all for you. And then he did it. You know, then he ended up going against Pusha by himself. But Jay Prince stepped in, apparently, supposedly, Jay Prince stepped in and ended it all. Told Drake not to release the record because it was blah, blah, blah. It was too dark, whatever, you know? And now I'm like, man, release the fucking record. Like, I want to hear what that shit was.
There was no record.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
There was no record. Come on now.
And I mean, if there was a record, it had to be some disrespectful stuff. You
And
know what I
but
mean?
here's the thing though. That's just like big shout out to my boy Rajan, who was actually supposed to be on the show tonight. So I wanted to shout you out. I know you're a busy man. But that's just like Rajan said. Rajan said the reason why he likes Takeover over Ether is because even though people are like, oh, Ether was this, you know, scathing, this and the third, everything in Takeover was the truth.
Exactly. That's why I like
So
Takeover.
when you listen to Ether, it's just like, you know, you're ugly, you're 36 in a karate class. Jay-Z wasn't even 36 at the time. Jay-Z was just doing Taibo. He wasn't in a karate class. Two different things. You know what I mean? Like, it was a battle of the dozens with Ether, but everything said in Takeover is truth. So when you
Yeah,
listen to a,
ugly.
so when you listen to a song like the story of Adidon, everything that Pusha T said was the truth.
Right.
And
And
that's, go ahead.
like no, and like you said, that's what really put the nail in the coffin. Because honestly, the Duppy Freestyle is a better song.
It's a better
Like
song, correct. It's
Drake had
entertaining.
better bars. It was a better song. It really was.
It was
But
entertaining, yes.
But and everything that Drake said was true too. But Pusha's assault was nastier. Like, he killed you on being a deadbeat dad. He killed you on having sex with a porn star, and then he killed you on being insecure about it. Then he attacked your mom, your dad, your best friend. Like, he killed you.
Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, your friend's kind of sick, sick, sick. I wanted to punch Pusha T for that. Like, that shit was crazy. Like, not 40. Not 40.
Y'all say y'all running through the 66.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. I mean, he killed him. It was nasty. So it was like, all right, what's the next one? You know, you couldn't get rid of him like you got rid of Meek. Meek's not a top tier rapper, but we don't want to. Right. Regardless, Drake is in a place where he has too many yes men, and he's going to have to sit down and refine. Like, he's going to have to find himself. I don't know if it's his mom or who. Somebody has to connect with him and let him know, like, all right, big dog, you can't still be mad at Rihanna because she's happy now. It's a grown woman. She found a man. Nobody likes ASAP Rocky. He's ugly as hell. Nobody feels like he deserves her. But that's her man. That's who she's rocking with. Fall back, big homie. Chris Brown. Even Chris Brown ain't as childish as you. And we all think Chris Brown childish, but damn. Yes,
we do.
Even he knows, okay, I got a family. I got a woman. Chris Brown, I think he just got engaged or some shit like that. Like,
yeah.
We're grown. And I'm saying we because I'm in the same age group. So
that's true. You are.
Like, we're grown. We can't be. I can't be caught up on a girl that I was mad at 23. I'm 32. I got kids. I got a family. Like, what I look like? Oh, yo, I know she misses me. Like, come on, big dog. Like, you gotta grow up, man. You gotta let that hurt go. That's what he's gotta do. You gotta let that hurt go. You're a gazillionaire, and you over here caught up on nothing, really. Like Joe said, stop, go hang out with people your own age,
and that's
stop trying to keep up with the young kids.
And that's one thing that I learned to do when I wouldn't say when I was Drake's age, when I was a little younger than Drake, when I moved to New Jersey, the only people I knew were people that were older than me, and it made me want to refine myself even more. So now, right, I'm the guy that's teaching the younger guys something. And it's hard for Drake to teach the younger guy something when he's acting just like them.
Exactly, because they're teaching him. He's joining their culture. You know what I'm saying? They're looking at Drake like, you're the big homie. You're with Kendrick, and you came out with J. Cole. Like, you were next up after Jay-Z. You took the torch, and you're not molding them. You're trying to mold into them. Like, that's not how it works, man.
You got to understand.
You're supposed to be Morpheus. You know what I'm saying? You know,
like, bringing up the Jay-Z example, like, I'm not trying to change the subject, but I'm following what you're saying. Like, the Blueprint 3 for Jay-Z was like the Pass the Torch album. Remember, he passed the torch to Drake that album. He passed the torch to J. Cole that album. He passed the torch to Kid Cudi that album. Like, that was Jay's Pass the Torch album. Yep. It's just like Drake took the torch, waved it around for a quick second, and then put it down. So it's just like, you know, like when you listen to an album like, oh God, what was J. Cole's last album? The one with the burning basketball, going back. The Fall Off. When you listen to The Fall Off, you hear the maturity in J. Cole. When J. Cole's a feature artist, you hear the maturity, right?
Yep.
When you listen to Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, which I revisited for the first time in about 8 months, not yesterday, last week. And I've been listening to it ever since. That album, every time you listen to it, every time you listen to it, you hear something new. Or you break down another layer, because that album is an onion, a layer on top of a layer on top of a layer. Once you thought you broke the album down, there's more to find out. And then you listen to For All the Dogs, which is a typical Drake album. You listen to it, it's a good time to some. You turn it off, you wait for the next project. It has no replay value. And that's one thing that I will say about Cole and Kendrick that I love. The replay value is there.
Well, you know what? Let me say it like this. It has replay value. It's the problem is, I hate to say this because I'm not even that old, but for real hip-hop heads like us, like, we expect more from Drake. So the album is good, but we're too old for the album. So there's no replay value in it for us because we're too old for it. That album has plenty of replay value. Look at the crowd that it's for.
Oh, for my son.
Yeah, right. But for the true hip hop heads, no, there is no replay value in that album because it's just like this shit for the kids. You got a song on there with Sexy Red. Shake that ass for Drake. Shake that ass for, bro. Yo, what?
You know she's pregnant.
I'm not even. We're not giving her platform. So, no.
Anyway, we're not putting her on a platform.
We're not. Hell no.
So the last subject I do want to bring up is Colorado State flash in the pan.
Oh no, they're not flashing the pan. So what's going on is you got a team that's going up against some big dogs. You know what I'm saying? You got to think, like, he brought players from HBCU, and I know people don't want to admit it, but the truth is HBCUs don't have the same comp as these bigger schools. You know what I'm saying? So they're not trash because they're winning games, but it's also, we don't want to admit this, but because we love Deion Sanders, you know, like, we don't want to admit, hey, sometimes you just get out coached.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I seen what you talking about the whole 30-point blowout, right?
No, I'm just talking in general.
Oh, okay. I don't even know if they lost that game. I know they came back, but I don't know if they lost it.
Which game are we talking about here?
Last night.
Oh no, they lost.
Oh, so they did come back and lose. Dang.
Yeah, they lost.
So yeah, so what they I lost think by is 3 points. Yeah, it was a field goal. I figured because they only needed a little bit of possession. I turned the game off because I figured it was going. I thought it was over. But yeah, that's rough, man. That is rough. But I think it's about coaching. You know what I'm saying? Deion Sanders is a new coach. So you know what I'm saying? You're going to get out coached from other dudes that know how to coach. Right. But because we love Deion Sanders and he's black and we're black and black people want everything to be black excellence at all times. You know, it's hard to admit, like, oh, okay, like, he got out coached on that one. It's cool. Like, it's okay to lose.
Oh,
it's not like he's going to go undefeated in the season. You know what I mean? But, like, black people over here, like, never watched football, never watched college, never did nothing. They just, Deion Sanders is a coach now. We got to watch it. Like, come on, dog. You know, it's not going to automatically just win. So I do think the team is out. You know, the team is being outperformed by better teams. But last night was a coaching thing. It had nothing to do with the players.
Okay. So, yeah, that's pretty much the end of this show.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about Jada.
No. I said, I was just saying that toxic women are having a good week. That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. Nah, I don't know if you've seen what she's talking about Will Smith gay rumors. She's like, she's going crazy.
What? Apparently that's the interview from last night, right?
I didn't watch any of the interviews. I just see the click titles.
Okay, no, that's the interview from last night. But the thing about it is she's talking on things that she shouldn't even be speaking on. And then on top of that, what I found out after we did Tuesday Night Show is it's for the book. Her book's coming out.
Yeah, it's a book promo.
So, like, every time she has something that needs a press run, she'll throw him under the mud. Like, remember when Red Table Talk was about to get picked up by who picked it up and didn't cancel it? What was it? Was it Paramount?
It was one of the major places, yeah.
Yeah, remember she got Will Smith to do the interview where she talked about the entanglement.
Right, and the crazy thing is, you keep dogging this man that basically made you top tier. Not in Hollywood, but in Black Hollywood. Black people really rocked with Jada after she got with Will. We were like, okay, like, bet.
Yeah, after, you know, she started getting roles like Set It Off.
Yeah, she got Set It Off, and then she got her own movie in Woo, which, you know, say what you want, but that was her film. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, it was.
The theaters, that was her movie. She was the star. And now you're throwing him under the bus for what? Like,
but here's the thing, though. If you guys were separated for all that time, right? When he did the Oscar family photo and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why were you so in depth on it. When you did the Red Table Talk interview, you kept on referring to him as husband or babe or so on and so on and so on. It was never Will. So when he called you his wife at the Oscars, why were you so taken aback? When
Stanley, that's the thing that pissed me off. So I've been cool with her running her mouth and just being a gossiping goose, but I can't believe Will went up there and slapped him. I was surprised that he even called me his wife. Get her the fuck out of here.
Right.
Get her out of here. Now you're just talking. Tupac has had fights with alopecia. Girl,
no.
The nigga is dead. Like, at first I was cool. I was like, you know what? That's her homie. Let her bring up Tupac whenever because they're cool. But now it's starting to, all right, like, chill.
Tupac asked me to marry him.
Yeah, he asked me to marry him in Rikers, and I just knew, shut up. For years you have told us that me and Tupac were friends, and there was never any type of relationship, anything. It has always been that. You've always stood firm on that. It's never been anything. We were just friends.
Now it's booked.
Now he's my soulmate. Now he wants to marry me. Like, bruh, shut up.
It's book time.
Now your press runs are terrible. You should have got with Kanye to figure out how to get this shit the right way.
Listen.
Ye knows how to do a press run. Yo ass is just talking to talk to talk. At least Kanye talking. It's like, I can see why a nigga said that. Like,
because here's the thing, though. We all notice Will has been quiet this whole time.
And he's going to be.
But do you know the bad part about it is? Do you know when Will finally speaks? He will probably make more money in one interview than Jada will make for her whole book.
Oh, of course. He's Will Smith. Two names, two words. Will Smith. Yeah. he's exponentially more important than she will ever be. No matter what you do, your name will never ring bells like mine, sweetheart. I'm sorry. You ain't me without that Smith. Remember that.
That's true.
We don't call you Jada Pinkett. It's Jada Pinkett Smith.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And you the only one that did that. Tom Cruise and
Katie Holmes.
Yeah, Katie Holmes too. But remember, Tom Cruise was with
Nicole Kidman.
There we go. Wasn't no damn Nicole Cruise.
Nope.
Nicole Kidman. You the only one back in them days hyphenating and doing all that shit to make sure niggas know, hey, it's Smith. Why? Because you know that name ring bells and yours don't.
I was about to say, he's opened so many Hollywood doors that she couldn't get into. Do you know they actually recommended Will Smith for the role of Neo in The Matrix so they can have a husband and wife duo in the movie?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought they just wanted him to have the role and he was just like, nah, but here, hire Jada.
But no, but that's one of the reasons why she was hired on is because of the name. And that's facts. Yeah. You can look it up. So, like, when I think about it, Jada never really had any top tier movies. Like, because
Set It Off, Jason's Lyric,
Set It Off, Shane
are the only movies that we know of Jada Pinkett.
And do you know Set It Off was a box office dud?
Yeah. It's a black class. It's a hood class.
So I was about to say, I always thought it was bigger than what it was because all my friends were watching it. Mom and dad rented it. But when you look at it, it was a flop.
Yeah, as black, if you ask white people what Set It Off is, more than likely, I mean, nowadays because of the internet, they'll say yes. But back when we was growing up, hell no, they didn't know what no damn Set It Off was.
Set It Off was a flop and Jason's Lyric was a bigger flop.
Yeah, again, a hood classic.
So, like,
Demon Night. Nobody even knows. No, most people don't even know what that is.
So nobody knew who Jada Pinkett was outside of the black community.
And you got with the biggest name in the world. Because they got married in, what, 96, right?
It was 95, was it not?
Let me see.
I think it was about 13.
Let me see.
Hold on. Got like. You might be right. It might be 96, but I'm sitting there thinking it was 95. Like, it was New Year's Day. I do remember that, right?
New Year's Eve, 1997.
Okay, we're both wrong.
So, you got with him fresh, fresh off the ending of the Fresh Prince.
Because he did Independence Day in 95. Right. Men's him
in 96. Independence Day, and then 97, New Year's Eve in 97. That means you got with him right when he was about to make that Men in Black check.
Correct.
So,
oh, so no, exactly. it was Independence Day, Bad Boys, then Men in Black. No, Bad Boys, Independence Day, then Men in Black. Fuck it. It was a run of movies.
So it's just like
he was one of the most bankable names in Black Hollywood.
Exactly.
Damn, Jada. You and your alopecia.
Yeah, that alopecia shit's gotta go, bro.
I love how if you go to Jada Pinkett's Wikipedia now, it says Will Smith married in 97, separated in 2016.
I just can't believe that she's really going this hard.
Oh, I forgot she was a Menace to Society and the Nutty Professor. That's right, she was.
Nutty Professor, another Will Smith take. You got to meet Eddie Murphy because of Will. Stop it. That's a Will Smith thing.
I was about to say, didn't Will Smith turn down the Nutty Professor too?
I don't know. Hold on. Honestly.
No, cause I know a major actor turned down the Nutty Professor. I'm not certain if it was Will Smith or God, who was it?
All I know is she was in Nutty Professor 1 and didn't get invited back.
That is true. Because she was Miss Purdy.
Miss Purdy. And then after that, I don't even know what her next role was. Probably The Matrix. After Nutty Professor, I think it was The Matrix.
And honestly, it's bad that we can't even remember that.
You know what I'm saying? Because she's not really a star. Her biggest role in Black Eyes is either Jason's Lyric, Shame, or Set It Off. Like, those are her biggest film. And then, you know, Girls Trip now. And why are we happy about Girls Trip? Oh my gosh, she's reunited with Queen Latifah. That's a Tiffany Haddish and Queen Latifah movie.
That's true. More so Tiffany Haddish, though.
Yep.
Because Tiffany Haddish is fun.
Everybody in that movie has a bigger name than her if you don't marry Will Smith.
That's true. That is so true.
Like, think about it. Nobody in that movie is attached to a name except for her. All those other people name ring bells on their own.
All right, so she started off with Ronnie and Menace to Society. I forgot she was even in the Inkwell.
Yeah, with my boy Lawrence Tate. Okay. She was a whore in that movie, too.
Jason's Lyric. Low Down Dirty Shame. Demon Night. Don't know what the fuck that is.
Nutty That's the movie I was telling you about.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Nutty Professor. If These Walls Could Talk. Don't know who that is. Never heard of it.
That's a TV show.
Set It Off. Scream 2. It says cameo.
I forgot about Scream 2. She died in the beginning. Okay.
It says cameo. Credited as Jada Pinkett.
Yep, she died.
Woo.
Her film. Tommy Davidson. Lil Cool J.
Blossoms and Veils.
Nobody knows what the hell that is.
Exactly. Return to Paradise.
Nobody knows what the hell that is.
Welcome to Hollywood.
What are you talking? What are these movies?
I'm reading this right off of Wiki.
I've never heard of these movies. That's hilarious.
Princess Mononoke. What? Bamboozled.
Okay, I think I've heard of Bamboozled.
Bamboozled. Oh,
Kingdom Come should be after that.
You said what?
Kingdom Come should be next.
It is.
Ah, look at that.
So after that is Ollie. That's right. She was in Ollie.
She was with Will again. Will giving me roles.
Okay.
You gotta respect his name. That's what I know, girl. You gonna respect
Maniac McGee.
What?
Okay. The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolution.
Okay.
She was in the movie Collateral? Yes, she was in Collateral.
She was Jamie Foxx's boo.
She was in Collateral.
He drove her in the taxi.
That's right. And she was about to get killed at the end.
Yeah, and then she's also in The Women. That should be her next movie after Collateral.
Oh, no. Christmas Caper is her next movie.
Don't know what the hell that is.
Then there's a movie called Rain Over Me.
Don Cheadle in that movie?
Yeah.
Then yeah, I know what that is. Okay.
All right, so after that is The Women.
And to be fair, everybody knows by now, y'all know I'm the movie guy, so that I know y'all don't know half these damn movies, so me guessing these doesn't count.
So after that was Madagascar 2.
Oh, shit. She did. Yep, she's a hippo. I forgot about Madagascar.
Mary Madagascar. Men in Black 3, but she was just a party guest in the movie.
I'm about to say, yeah, because she doesn't actually... Yeah. Okay. So
there are four Madagascar movies in a row. Madagascar 3, Madly Madagascar, Penguins of Madagascar, Magic Madagascar. She was in Magic Mike XXL.
Yeah.
Bad Moms.
Bad Moms is funny. She has a very small role in it, though. She's not even one of the moms.
Girls Trip.
We just talked about was her low key. That was her breakout role as white people,
right? Angel Has Fallen,
the president movie.
Yeah,
got Gerard Butler or
yep,
yeah. Okay.
And her last movie was in 2021, and that was The Matrix Resurrections.
So. My closing statement on Jada is heavy on the Smith.
Exactly. So I think this would be a good place to end it.
Sounds good.
Because I said I wanted to do a 30-minute show and look at us. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Radical Jack. And we are the Troublemakers collectively. Well, there's more Troublemakers than us, but yeah. Closing statement is Radical Jack.
My closing statement is, can we just please bring back shame and tradition in society and get closer to God, please?
And listen, he says shame, he's not talking about the Jada Pinkett movie.
Oh, hey, that movie's fire. All right, that's a Wayans movie. Let's not even call it a Jada Pinkett. That's a Wayans movie. That's a classic.
Miss Peaches.
But no, man, honestly, I just really, if you're not close to God, you know, please find a relationship with him. You know, that's normally not my it's normally not my
forte.
Yeah, but you know, the way the world is getting, man, I suggest you start getting more afraid and start praying a little bit more. Cause
I'm gonna recommend a song for y'all, okay? It's a song by The Main Ingredient called Shame on the World.
I'm going to go listen to it. I ain't never heard of that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Anytime I always say the world is troublesome, I say, you know what? It's time for Shame on the World. Cuba Gooding Sr.
Oh, wow.
For those who didn't know.
Cuba Gooding's dad.
Cuba Gooding Sr. was a musician, and he was in a group called The Main Ingredient.
Nepotism.
You know, I don't even know the word, the meaning of nepotism.
It's just basically your success is based off of your parents' name.
Okay, I got you. So yeah, nepotism.
You know, that's why people be like, I hate nepotism. Nepotism not good. Bronny James, product of nepotism. So is just everybody else. Everybody is literally a product of nepotism.
You know what? With me working for the city now, I'm a product of nepotism. Because my dad worked for North Charleston, I work for Charleston County, right? That works, right? But finish your closing statement. I'm gonna send you that song.
Oh, okay. Oh no, that was it, man. I just really want people to just, you know, we gotta wake up, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not normal to just be able to pull out your phone and just see asses shaking. I mean, I really want people to remember. And I'm talking to people that listen to this show because they got to be my age or your age. It's not a bunch of young people. But just think back to how hard it used to be to just see titties.
Yeah.
Like, really think back how hard it used to be to see some titties.
It's not even titties, how hard it was to listen to music.
Man, what? Like, if you weren't watching MTV or BET or listening to the radio, there was nothing but your CD player or tape or cassette. Like, there wasn't just music playing. Think about the road trips you used to have. Like, remember a road trip? It was what was on the radio.
Or the same CD over and
over and over and over again. If you had a Game Boy, good luck. That was it. You hope your batteries didn't die.
your battery's down in 3 hours flat.
Like, come on, man. Like, people got to remember, man, you watch movies and you see nudity in the movie, you're like, oh, shit. Like, this is crazy. This is like, okay. You think about it. You used to, when you see a woman, you don't know what she looked like. You can just go to her Instagram and be like, oh, yeah, I know what she looks like when she dresses up. I know what she looks like. Like, you knew her right then and there. And then if y'all went swimming and stuff, then you'd be like, oh, damn, okay.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? No, we came from a blind date era where, you know, set me up with your friends. So you had to listen to your friend's description over the phone.
Right? It's light skin. She got long hair. What kind of long hair? Like, weave long hair, curly? Like, what kind of long hair? You know what I'm saying? You listen to the voice. Is it a radio voice? Or is she actually as pretty as her voice recommends? Like, people don't remember these things, man. And it's just like, or now you never, can just, or the, what's your IG? Oh, she's cute.
Or,
all right.
Or they never, right. never had a chance to grow up with that shit.
Facts.
So, the word. I sent you the song, by the way.
I got it.
So, listen to it. Yeah, after the show, just check that shit out. And anytime I go through the world's problems, I listen to that song. I'm dead. No, you laugh, but I'm dead serious. That's how I was able to quit that song up right then and there. And that album cover used to scare the shit out of me when I was a little kid, by the way.
I'm going to definitely check it out.
The word. Don't worry. So my closing. Wait, are you done with your closing statements before I start mine?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done, man. I just want people to be better.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know, anytime we have two shows in 1 week, we have something major to talk about. So listeners, thank y'all for listening. X-Jack, thank you for coming on such short notice. Rajon, I know you're busy, man, but the show had to start. But the show had to get out. Much love to you. Get better soon, Two Gun. Other than that, God bless and good night.
Good night.
Later.